CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham, as usual, and you can find the script on the RSGB's own web pages. Good morning. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 20th of December, 2015. Here are the main news headlines. Tim Peake now aboard the ISS. UK Spectrum Forum reports GB3HY back on the air. On the 15th of December, British European Space Agency astronaut Tim Peake arrived at the International Space Station. During his six-month stay, he will use the amateur radio equipment on board the ISS to make contact with selected UK schools using the callsign GB1SS. The first will be Sandringham School, St Albans, between the 4th and 10th of February. I'm sorry, between the 4th and 10th of January. Tim will be the first ISS crew member to use the HamTV FastScan digital amateur TV system. The UK Spectrum Policy Forum has published its final report that provides a snapshot of current UK spectrum usage and expected long-term future needs. The launch event was a high-profile one, with Minister Ed Vasey giving the keynote speech. Based on a submission by the Society in June, amateur radio is featured as one of the 11 sectors examined. You can download the report from the TechUT website, tinyurl.com/GB2RS-TC. Mid-Sussex Repeater Group has announced that GB3HY is back on the air after an absence of nearly 3 years. The repeater is now operating from the same location as Haywards Heath, with an output power of 10 watts. The input frequency is 430.900 MHz, output is 438.500 MHz, and CTCSS is 88.5 Hz. The repeater group will appreciate any reports to G6DGK at msars.org.uk. Groups from schools, universities and local clubs are activating G15 YOTA and its regional variations in December. Many of its operators will be experiencing amateur radio for the first time, so if you hear the station, please give them a call. Today, the 20th, WorkSop Amateur Radio Society will be on the air with local young people, and on Monday, the RSGB Youth Committee will operate the call sign. Tuesday sees Withall Amateur Radio Club on the air, and on the 26th and 27th, the RSGB Youth Committee is on the air again. The ARIS Russia team is planning a couple of slow scan TV transmissions in the next few months on 145.800 MHz FM using 5 kHz deviation. The first session is being targeted for the 26th and 27th of December, although this is subject to change. The downlink mode will be PD120, which should allow for the opportunity to receive more images in a single pass. The ISS puts out a strong signal, and a 2-meter handheld with a quarter-wave antenna may be enough to receive it. Further information, http://amsat-uk.org. The RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park Museum will be closed from the 24th of December until the 5th of January inclusive. The RSGB would like to take the opportunity to thank the volunteers for their time and effort during the year. Bletchley Park itself is open to visitors daily except the 24th, 25th and 26th of December and the 1st of January. There's a new exhibit in Hut 8, The Petard Pinch, telling the incredible story of the capture of crucial Enigma code books. These enabled Bletchley Park to break back into the German naval Enigma network, codenamed Shark, following a devastating 10-month blackout. RSGB members are entitled to free entry to Bletchley Park on production of a voucher that can be downloaded from the RSGB website. Next week, the 27th, will be the final GB2RS reading for 2015. There is no news reading on the 3rd of January as the RSGB HQ is closed. We'd like to take this opportunity again to thank all those news readers in whatever format for their tireless dedication to their fellow amateurs. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. No more rallies in 2015. If you have any rally or event information to appear in future editions of GB2RS, Radcom or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Special event news now, Brian Justin, WA1ZMS, will again put his 600-metre experimental station, WG2XFQ, on the air for Christmas Eve, commemorative transmission. WG2XFQ will transmit on 486 kHz from Forest, Virginia, marking the 109th anniversary of Reginald Fessenden's first audio transmission. Justin will conduct a run-up to this year's event starting at around midday Eastern Time on the 23rd of December. The official Christmas event begins on the 24th at 0001 UTC and continues for at least 24 hours. Justin said he plans to repeat the commemorative transmissions on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Members of the Holy Land DX group will activate the call sign 4X4WFF from Avdat, a UNESCO World Heritage Site in the Negev Desert in southern Israel, on the 25th and 26th of December. The group will have two stations running CW and SSB, QSL only via IK2DUW. DX News Now, Aaron VA1AXC is back on Sable Island, which is NA063, until the end of January as Charlie Yankee Zero stroke callsign. He'll be on the air during his spare time and his QSL manager as JE1LET. For those interested in working stations located in the Antarctic, there's a new operator at the Bharati Research Station. He's VU2BPZ and his Antarctic callsign is 8 Tango 2 Bravo Hotel. He'll be there for a year and his QSL will be handled by Italy 1 Hotel Yankee Whiskey. Antoine 3D2AG will be on the air as stroke P from Rotuma Island, OC060, from the 20th of December to the 20th of Jan, using solar power. Look for him on 86 meters on CW, SSB, RITI, and PSK31 QSL 3D2AG. Bodo DF8DX will be active from Israel from the 22nd to 27th of December as 4X-ray stroke call sign, QSL home call director via the Bureau. Tom WL7HP and Margaret, his wife, H44MK, will be active from Guadalcanal Island, OC047, until the 16th of February as H44TM and H44MK, respectively, 40, 20, 17 and 15 metres using mostly SSB. They plan to activate other islands as well, QSL H44TM, via WL7HP Direct and H44MK via QRZ.com. Contest news now, the 6-metre marathon from the UK 6-metre group ends on the 31st of January. No contest exchange, however, the normal QSL data must be recorded. Scoring is 1 point per unique 4-digit locator worked. Logs are submitted via the UK SMG website in ADIF format. The Christmas cumulatives take place from Saturday the 26th to Tuesday the 29th. Activity all bands between 50 and 432 megs each day, 1400 to 1600. The trick to doing well is to be agile, turning beams regularly and band hopping as necessary. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The German DARC Christmas contest takes place on Boxing Day from 08:30 to 10:49 UTC, 80 metres and 40. For UK stations, the band that will carry the bulk of traffic will be 40. The exchange is signal report and serial number, with German stations sending DOK or NM. Known as the Big Stew, the Stew Perry Top Band Distance Challenge runs for 24 hours starting 3 p.m. on Saturday the 26th. Entrants are limited to 14 hours operating, which, considering the band is closed during daylight hours, seems about right for Middle America. In the UK, the band is open for 16 to 18 hours, depending on how far north you live. The exchange is your 4-character locator, said he, dropping everything. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G4BAO and G3YLA. The smooth sunspot number for December is 46.1. This time last year it was 63.7, which shows how much we're sliding down the solar cycle 24. Coronal mass ejections and coronal holes continue to cause problems at times, with the K-index hitting 5 on Tuesday the 15th. As the coming plasma hit the Earth, you can sometimes get an initial positive phase on HF, with maximum usable frequencies increasing. This may be what happened on Saturday the 12th, during the ARRL 28 megs contest. 10-meter DX conditions were good on Saturday, when the high-latitude K-index recorded at College, Alaska, hit 5, but by Sunday, reports said DX conditions were not so good. This shows that it's a good idea to keep an eye on the upper HF bands, as openings can happen at any time. This week, the solar flux level is predicted to be in the range of 105 to 120, with geomagnetic conditions mostly settled with a predicted average KP index of 2. Using the Chilton ionosonde data, maximum usable frequencies are still hitting 25 to 28 megs at times, so watch for fleeting openings on 12 and 10 meters during daytime. For example, the 15-watt 4B4CY Cyprus beacon on 28.220 has been heard in the UK when the band is otherwise empty. VHF and up now, it looks as though there is a potential for tropospheric openings over Christmas week. This is due to very unsettled weather with most mild and rather windy southwesterly patterns throughout the period. There will, however, be higher pressure over the continent, but much of the time this is some way to the southeast of us and not really a great option for tropo. There's just a chance the high will build a little closer to the UK just after Christmas, but this will probably only benefit the southeastern parts of the country. The small Ursids meteor shower due yesterday or today may already have peaked by the time you hear this bulletin, so it's back to early morning random meteor scatter operation until the Quarantids. This shower should happen before dawn on January the 4th and can produce more than 100 visible meteors per hour. It has a sharp, unpredictable peak lasting only a few hours, so you have to be on the band at the right time to take advantage. It's a good week for EME, with low losses and lengthening moon window due to the moon reaching maximum declination on Christmas Day. Finally, do remember that there's always satellite QSOs to be had on the VHF bands, irrespective of the weather. That's it for this season. Sorry, this week even. So, season's greeting from the propagation team. That's all from me, and likewise, very Merry Christmas to everyone until we meet again. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.